When I say the Salvation Army, what do you think of first? Well, I bet it's their annual Red Kettle campaign at Christmas time. So you ever wonder what that money and all the other financial support the Salvation Army gets is used for? Answer quite simply is a lot. And one of the many elements of the work of the Salvation Army that's important are the emergency services that they provide for victims of storms, for example, ranging from heavy rains to hurricanes, which New Jersey might be dealing with that this coming week. Our first guest today is here to share the details of the work of these efforts. He is Director of Emergency Disaster Services with the Salvation Army New Jersey Division, Seth Dittmer. How are you today, Seth?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you?
Good to have you. Talk about this, help people be aware of when they support the Salvation Army, what it is they're supporting. SalvationArmyUSA.org, if you're listening on the stream, to find the state division near you. And for New Jersey, we had this at our link at our homepage too, EasternUSA.SalvationArmy.org/new-Jersey. And again, we have those links at our homepage. So give us a lowdown on the emergency disaster services. What is it that you, what are your goals? What are your means, your methods? And what are some of the things and the things you've had to confront in the work of helping people in emergencies?
Yeah, so emergency disaster services is a critical part of what the Salvation Army does. Our first real disaster relief effort that was recorded in our organization's history was in the year 1900 in response to the catastrophic hurricanes that impacted Galveston, Texas, and the surrounding areas. And since then, it's been a core component of how we meet people's needs. And we leverage all of our resources, our volunteers, and our local church community centers, and the resources that they provide, and our specialty disaster services assets like disaster feeding canteens and rapid response trailers and special supplies like food boxes, cleanup kits, hygiene kits, and things of that sort. And as the field of emergency management has developed, and the government agencies that we work with and the other private sector and nonprofit partners that are involved in disaster relief, as they've all evolved, we likewise have evolved our services and our approach to make sure that we are most effectively meeting the needs that people have when there is a disaster. So we're constantly preparing, we're training, we're planning, so that when something catastrophic does happen, that we're ready to respond quickly and effectively to the needs in the community, and to continue to work with families who are affected in the months and years after a disastrous event to bring them back to a point of resiliency, self-sufficiency.
I mentioned in the introduction storms and heavy rains, but you're called on to respond to much more than those situations, I assume.
Yeah, that's correct. So our planning process and in the conversations we have with our government and nonprofit partners, we look at all hazards, and we try to adapt our plans to be effective for a variety of both natural and man-made events, you know, whether it be terrorist events or wildfires, tornadoes, flash flooding events, coastal storms, winter storms, et cetera. We try to make sure that we're well-positioned to respond to all of those different hazards.
Looking at the information about the services, this is a lot more than just showing up, dropping off meal boxes and saying good luck with everything, and then you go on to the next town. This can turn into some long-range work as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, unfortunately, the attention that natural disasters get, it often kind of dwindles after the initial days, sometimes weeks if it's a really large event. But the needs that families have can extend over months and often years as well. I think that's what makes the Salvation Army so strong in this area, is that we have a permanent presence in so many of the communities that we serve. We've got 28 church community centers across the state of New Jersey, and we've got a way to serve people in every zip code in the state. So we can be there even before a catastrophic event happens and be able to help people with their personal preparedness, with connections in the community to make sure that they have what they need. And then also when something does happen, we can be there with them as they journey toward recovery over the months and years after a disaster. And we're really privileged to have that level of interaction, that level of relationship with people in need across the state.
I think when we put our minds toward disaster relief, we think of the material, and it's a lot more than that which is needed. These are people who are hurting in so many ways, and I don't mean physically, I mean emotionally and spiritually. Do emergency services help people in those regards?
Yeah, 100%. Emotional and spiritual care is one of our core services. It's a critical component of our training program, the way that we prepare our staff, our clergy, our volunteers, and it's a way that we assist our multi-sector partners as well, so that they know how to assess and tend to those emotional and spiritual needs that people have in the work that they do as well. Those are really the longest lasting effects of any kind of crisis event, are those emotional and spiritual impacts. Sometimes it's hard for people to recognize if they have that need, or if that kind of crisis has created a difficult circumstance for them, just because they're in shock after something happens, and they're really focused on their own most urgent needs and the needs of their family. So we want to make sure that we can come alongside them and continue to meet those needs as well, and connect them to long-term resources and a higher level of support if needed as they go through that journey of recovery.
And you think about it too, the people who the others rely on for emotional support, professional care, whatever the spiritual, emotional case may be, when a disaster hits, they're all in the same boat together. So that normal avenue of care and being watched after, watched over, that can be broken. That's where the Salvation Army helps make that reconnection sooner versus later, which is a great thing. Talking with Seth Dittmer, who is Director of Emergency Disaster Services with the Salvation Army New Jersey Division, SalvationArmyUSA.org, their website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Mentioned, of course, that this is part of the way that the money that's donated to the Salvation Army is put to use. But and certainly it's an important part of the equation. But none of this happens without people power. Talk about the volunteers with the emergency disaster services.
Yeah, absolutely. So volunteers are such a massive part of what the Salvation Army does, not only during disasters, but every day. You know, whether it be people who volunteer on a weekly basis in one of our food pantries or a soup kitchen program, or for, you know, child care and music and arts programs and everything like that. There are ways that we can leverage that volunteer workforce when there's a disaster-related need. But there are so many people who reach out to offer their support when there is a disaster event, just to ask, how can I help? You know, and that's what is so great to see. You know, in the midst of the tragedy that disasters can bring, there's always a groundswell of just massive support and such, you know, positive energy and a strong desire to help that we see all the time. And the volunteers are such an important part of what we do, and we're constantly recruiting and training and credentialing people and making sure that they understand where they fit into the big picture of how the Salvation Army responds to disasters and how we work with other agencies, whether it be government, nonprofit, the private sector, other faith-based groups, to make sure that all the needs of disaster survivors and the responders who are working to protect life and property, make sure all of their needs are met.
This is one of the great examples, too, of too many people have always said, count themselves out, meaning, well, I can't do a lot, so what difference can I make? And I always respond with, well, if a lot of people did just a little, then a lot of good stuff can wind up happening.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And a lot of people have this image in their mind when they think of disaster relief of, you know, trudging relief supplies up the side of a mountain, or, you know, loading or unloading a truck, and, you know, walking through floodwaters and things of that sort. And while that certainly may be a part of it, it's not the whole picture. And there are roles for people that have all skill sets and levels of engagement, and there are administrative functions, and there's you know, record keeping that's involved, and you know, managing volunteer records and checking volunteers or survivors in and out of programs. So there's really a role for everybody based on their interest and the kind of engagement they want and what their skill set is. And ultimately, if someone can't give their time, if they can give, you know, requested supplies, or if they can donate financially as well, all of those things will help our mission, not just in the immediate aftermath of the disaster, but year-round as we prepare and we plan and make sure that we're ready to jump into action at a moment's notice.
And again, as I referenced in the introduction, this coming week, we're a long way out as far as weather forecasting is concerned, a matter of just 3 to 4 days. But there is a possibility that some, at least one of the hurricanes offshore might either come close or come to the New York, New Jersey area. So preparation and awareness of the services available, that's key. And for you listening, if you're not in that danger zone, but you want to know that that's always going to, the help is always going to be there, that's why your financial support for the Salvation Army is crucial for everything from their emergency services to their food pantries to their daycare to every single one of their programs. You can find out about all of it at SalvationArmyUSA.org. For the New Jersey region, it's EasternUSA.SalvationArmy.org. /new-Jersey. We have both those links at our homepage. To find out more about the role you could play in the various works that the Salvation Army does, and if you are in need, how to find answers to those needs that you're experiencing. We've been joined by the Director of Emergency Disaster Services with the Salvation Army New Jersey Division, Seth Dittmer. Seth, thank you for the leadership you give and the help that you provide so many people, what might be the worst moment of their least immediate lives. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me on, Chris. I really appreciate your support and the support of your listeners. God bless you.